الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we come to the last of the four criteria of permanent and everlasting success that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the ayat of Surah An-Nur, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. We talked about the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obedience to Allah, obedience to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yesterday we spoke about the importance and the issue of khashyatullah. We come today to the last of them, which is taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَتَّقِي, the one who has taqwa. The taqwa, we already mentioned the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we mentioned obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We mentioned khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear and awe of the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. Then what is the meaning and need for taqwa? You might ask the question, have we not mentioned taqwa in all of these? Isn't it taqwa also? Yes and no. Yes, it is taqwa, but one thing which has not come through in the first three of these, and that's the reason why taqwa is here, which is the hubb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because obedience can come out of fear, obedience can come out of force, obedience can come in order to avoid punishment. Obedience is not necessarily a sign of love. Khashyat is khashyat. Khashyat is fear and awe and majesty. There is a certain distance in khashyat. There is a certain distance in the issue of khashyat. When we have khashyatullah, then there is a certain distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the reason why taqwa is essential to be mentioned, and Allah mentioned it, because the khususiyat, the particularity, the emphasis, the importance, and the distinguishing feature, the brand of the Muslim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned is the hubb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ هُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The believers are those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone else. And the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned taqwa in this wallahu alam is because the way in which the love of Allah is expressed is through what we know as taqwa, through the continuous and constant awareness of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. Taqwa is a state of being. Obedience is a state of doing. Taqwa is a state of being. Obedience is to a particular hukum, to a particular order, to a particular instruction. Taqwa is what you do even when there is no instruction. Taqwa comes out of love. Taqwa is ittiba with respect to Rabbi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ita'at is the hukum. Taqwa is the ittiba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There is no order, there is no instruction, there is no hukum that is necessary for ittiba. Ittiba, it comes out of love. We imitate, we emulate the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam because we love him Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And there's no need for someone to say do this or do that. We do it because he did it. We try to be like him because he was like that. No, there's no other reason. As I said yesterday also, some people came and I was telling them that people accepted Islam because they loved Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and the love of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the way it is expressed in life is through taqwa. And taqwa therefore is a state of being where a person, the more he loves Allah, the more he fears to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more he does not want to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to do everything only and only to please Allah. That is the state of taqwa, and that is the brand, and that is the distinguishing feature, the signature of the Muslim. A Muslim is a person who is a muttaqi. And that's why in the Quran, all the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are for the muttaqeen. They are not only for the people who have accepted Islam. It's for the people who have taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the end of Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah is with, inna Allah ma'al lazina taqaw wal lazina hum muhsinun. Allah is with those people who have taqwa and people who do ihsan. And that's a level beyond this, to say that taqwa is justice, is adil, and ihsan is beyond this, that we do even more because we want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person does what is required, there is no blame on him. But if a person does even more than that, then obviously it's a matter of praise. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned here taqwa. So four separate things, ita'at and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa, as I said, is a state of being. Taqwa is something that we cultivate and we try to keep, maintain always. And a very important element of taqwa, and tomorrow we will do this, we will talk a little bit more in detail about that, is the issue of tawbah. Tawbah wal istighfar is an integral part of taqwa. How do we maintain taqwa? By maintaining tawbah wal istighfar. Anytime there is a mistake, anytime we find that our taqwa is weakening, we make tawbah and istighfar. Now, what is tawbah, what is istighfar, and so on and so forth, inshallah, that we will talk about tomorrow, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. But for today, to complete this, these four things that we mentioned in the ayat of Surah An-Nur, وَمَنْ يُطِي اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِي فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these people who have these four things, and we ask Allah to include us among those who are mentioned and who are meant by these four things with our families and everybody. Allah said, these are the people who are finally successful. And as I mentioned, fawz is success after which there is no test. In this world, in this life, is a life of tests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will test you with khair or shar. Both are tests. Many times when we have difficulties, immediately we recognize the test and we make ruju ila Allah, and that is very good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes sends those tests for that reason also, because maybe we have been, you know, transgressing, or maybe we have been far away from Allah, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws us close by sending a test. So immediately we become we get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the meaning of also where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that ma'al usri yusra, with the difficulty is these. Not only in one place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said ba'da al-usri yusra, that after the difficulty comes these, but in Surah Al-Insyirah, which we read so many times in Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said ma'al usri yusra, and he said it twice, two times in the same surah, in the same ayah, that with the ease, with the difficulty is these. And what is this ease which comes with the difficulty? It is the ease of connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So difficulty comes in order to connect with Allah. But also equal test, if not a more difficult test, is the test of plenty. Where Allah has given us, alhamdulillah, given us enough. So, and given us more than enough. You wanted something, you got it. Right? And yesterday he got married, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and bless his wife and fill his life with khair and noor, inshallah. So Allah has blessed him, alhamdulillah. Now this is a test. You feel happy, alhamdulillah. Of course, we should feel happy. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us. But this is a test. Now, normally, we don't see that as a test. You see some difficulty as a test. We don't see goodness, ease as a test. That is a test. And alhamdulillah, as I said, he is the first bridegroom that I have seen in Salatul Fajr the morning after he got married. So, alhamdulillah, good, he is passing the test. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to make him pass the test. But very important for us to understand that when things are going our way, we think, you know, we are too busy having a party. No. It's very important at that time also to understand. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will test you with shar and khair, both. So if we have more wealth and name and fame and this and that, all the dunya stuff which we like, alhamdulillah, if it is halal, there's nothing wrong in liking it. But also remember, it's a test. So what one must do in the test which is of plenty, must make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ascribe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not because of me. This is your khair. This is your barakah. This is what you have given me. Alhamdulillah. It's not because I am so great this happened. No, I am nothing. It's because of you that you... And this is the reality. It's not a pretension. We are not trying to be modest. That is actual fact. So when we have plenty, the test is the plenty, and the passing the test is shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and the more shukr you make, alhamdulillah, that the barakah will remain, inshallah. And passing of the test in the other side, when there is difficulty, is sabr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make sabr and ruju ila Allah, more dua, more tahajjud, more sujood. So, sabr of Allah. No complaining outside. Right? No moaning and groaning and why did it happen to me? And so, no. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, how beautiful is the state of the believer that if he has plenty, he makes shukr, so Allah is pleased with him. And if he has difficulty, he makes sabr, so Allah is pleased with him. So what a beautiful situation of the believer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, is pleased with him in both situations. So we ask Allah to make us among those who always thank him for his mercy and for his blessings. And if and when there are difficulties, that we have sabr, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all difficulties, and to in recognition of the fact that we are weak, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all tests. I always make this dua. I say, do not test me, because you know what I am. What is the need for the test? So please don't test me in either way. Just give me and let me go. And inshallah, al-musta'an, we ask Allah for this dua, inshallah, that Allah should not test us at all. Neither in this way nor that way. Test is for the big people, who can pass the test. We are very weak. We cannot pass any test. We don't want any test. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pass us without the test, inshallah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الله.